Network.
I mean, it's really tough watching criminals run wild and steal land and property and people's children and spike the water supply and openly announce they're going to cut off our resources and arrest you if you have more than one child and enforce it to the Chinese model, and our government praising the Chinese model. Notice, Bob Chapman, overnight we've gone from decrying China's secret arrest and infanticide and taking political dissidents' organs, which is all admitted, to suddenly just saying, none of it exists. China's wonderful. We love China. They've been positioned to be the muscle for the New World Order. Do you agree with that statement?
I think that's a good one, and I would think that if there's disruption in the United States, they would be the first ones who would be called to bring in troops.
And by the way, if people can't believe that, NLE 09, 4 months ago, FEMA, just Google NLE, National Level Exercise 09, and it says troops from 14 countries are here training with us to put down a U.S. rebellion. Open public foreign troops, Bob.
That's right. And they were here for, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah. They actually just kept it going. They just scaled it down after 6 weeks. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. BB in North Carolina. BB, you're on the air.
Good day, gentlemen. I just wanted to have a question for you and Bob Chapman. Is Obama preparing for civil war in U.S.? This article is even more disturbing than all the other stuff, even with the global warming fraud and the
who wrote that? Who wrote that? Guys, print me that article. Is Obama preparing for civil war in the U.S.? Who wrote that?
Yes, sir. It's Chuck Baldwin. It's on your website. But I think the only thing more horrible or terrible would be a civil war.
FEMA admits they're preparing for civil war. So yes.
Right. The only thing I could think worse than civil war would be general strategic thermonuclear warfare, but what I wanted to ask...
Bioweapons are even worse.
Right. What I would like to ask you and Bob Chapman was, Webster Tarpley talks in his books, I've got all his books from your infrastructure, and he talked about that Obama could possibly usher in civil war, a general meltdown, disintegration of the U.S. banking at some point next year, the thermodynamic breakdown in the economy, bank runs, that would precipitate a civil war. And what Igor Panarin talks about, the collapse of the U.S. in late June, early July, starting in 2010. I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you.
Bob Chapman, comments.
Well, Panarin has said that, and he is also looking for a collapse in the financial system in the United States. And, of course, it'll spread throughout the world. No one will be spared.
And that's by design to consolidate power.
Exactly. And I'm expecting that they will, late in 2010, there will be a meeting of all countries' representatives. And I think they'll revalue, devalue currencies. I think that the U.S. government will devalue. No one knows for sure what the devaluation will be in numbers, but I backed into it, having done this sort of thing for many years, and I think it's going to be one new one for three old dollars. And I think that there will be a settlement between countries of debt, and I think two-thirds of it will be written off. How this will affect the average person with the devaluation in the United States, I don't know. Logic would have us believe if you had a $100,000 loan and there was a devaluation by two-thirds, then your loan would be payable back at $32,500. But there's no logic in Washington, and there's no logic among the Illuminati. They do what they want to do. So goodness knows what can happen. But it does not look good. It could last another 6 months into 2011. for this devaluation, but I think it's coming. I've written about it just recently.
Well, Bob, stay there. We're going to talk about the international forecast. Your outlook's going to copy when we come back and tell people what a devaluation will do to us economically. And if that isn't enough, a bunch of carbon taxes on top of it. The goal, bankrupt the industrial society.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season. The happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We had Ron Paul on with us at the very start of the first hour, for a half hour. And he said that he had to go at 12:30, 11:30 Central, to go vote. And he said he believed it would pass and that it was a strong bill. Sweeping bank reform bill clears house. Measure aimed at preventing another big financial crisis. Imposes more oversight and creates Consumer Protection Agency. And they hide in here that it has the provision to audit the Federal Reserve. They certainly don't want to trumpet that. Bob Chapman, comment on that and then what dollar devaluation will look like so people understand how serious it is.
Well, it will inhibit the flow of business within a country or throughout the world. Less people will be employed. Real estate and other investments will probably, like they did during the Depression, go down anywhere between 60 and 95% and wouldn't recover until maybe we had another war. Maybe they'd never recover. Devaluation for America is going to be a staggering blow because we've lived better than anybody else in the world. And so that we got a long way to go down. I mean, you go to a country, say Mexico, They've had a lot of poverty, real poverty, for many years. So people have got used to living that way. And all the houses in Mexico, with minor exception, are paid for with cash. So they don't have the downside that Americans do. And it's true in many other countries as well. So a devaluation will be devastating. How do you protect yourself? There's only one way I know, and that's gold and silver-related assets, period. There is no other way. And if you're not doing it, you're fools.
Continue, Bob.
I think that the passage in the House, and we will pass the Senate, this bill, which is actually, the bill is monstrous, except for the part about the auditing and investigation of the Fed. And I'm going to write about that for tomorrow's issue, right after we get off the program here. But anyway, it's a seminal event that this legislation included the auditing of the Fed. And the reason why I think it's a major turning point, we get it passed in the Senate, becomes law, and immediately get the GAO in there and find out who the money's going to, why is it going to them, how are they using it, what are they paying for, what's the collateral, how many foreign central banks, foreign entities of all kinds are receiving funds, which are created out of thin air by the Treasury, by the Federal Reserve. What are the assets of the Federal Reserve, really? And there's just a myriad of things. And we can do that within 6 months. And by the time the next election comes around, hopefully we can throw half the incumbents out of office. It doesn't matter what party they're in. We got to get them out. They're on the take. They're getting paid. How do they get paid? Campaign contributions. By who? Wall Street, banking, insurance, transnational conglomerates, the pharmaceutical companies, etc. These are the big guns in there. And the people who are getting paid off by them, get them out of there. We might have a chance to make this happen. It's our only chance, legally through the system.
Absolutely. You know, I look at the overall bill, and thank God Ron Paul got that one good part in there, but Obama's approving of it, so you know it's bad. It says Obama administration expressed its approval of the House action. So, again, I wish I would have had more time or I would have gotten to this earlier with Ron Paul to fully flesh it out, because he was talking about how, well, they tried to strip the good provisions out in committee, but he got an amendment in to keep the strong audit the Fed bill part in. So I should have asked Ron Paul how he was even going to vote on this, because he'll vote against something that has something good in it if it has something bad in it. But it did pass. I mean, that's quite a mystery. I'll have to find out here in the next few days. I wonder what the quickest way to find out is, Bob.
Get on the phone and call him.
That's a good idea. Guys,
that is
call
the best way, and just say, Ron, what's the good parts, what's the bad parts? Obviously, you voted for it. It's just like the concept, your enemy's enemy is your friend, or at least for the time being. And you got to look at it that way, because we're desperate people doing desperate things. We're entrapped by an evil cabal, and we got to do anything we can to get out of it. First, within the law. Later, if we can't do it that way, it'll be outside the law. And that's just the way things are.
Okay, I do have it from CNN Money. Federal Reserve, the bill would allow Congress, so I was correct, to order the Government Accountability Office to audit the Fed activities. So now the audit goes forward if the Senate passes this, and they're set to pass it because they want the overall package. So to audit the Fed does go forward, Bob Chapman.
Well, again, it's a turning point in our history, a big one. And the doggedness and the will of Ron Paul over the last 20 years have made this happen. If you'd asked somebody 2 years ago whether this was possible, they'd say, you're crazy. And here we are.
Let me expand on that, Bob. What is monstrous to you about the bill? It's obviously hundreds of pages long. The bailouts of AIG Bear Stearns would not be possible, made illegal under this bill, Representative Barney Frank, chairman of the House Financial Committee, said Wednesday as debate started on the bill, which again passed today on Friday. If a company fails, it will be put to death. But now, since the globalists have consolidated power, they want to be able to do that.
Well, we don't know. I don't know what the final bill looks like. You know, neither do you. We're reading.
Hey, will you guys pull up the House vote on the financial overhaul bill and see what Paul's vote is? Because he said again, he was talking fast there at the end, and I wish I would have gotten to it earlier. He said, well, we can probably just play the clip again so we can have it actually from him. But he said, yeah, I voted against it in committee because it was bad, but I got the amendment through to make it good. And he said, so we will get the bill to audit the Fed. But then I wonder, because if he disagrees with any part of legislation, he won't go for it. Just because his rider of auditing the Fed is now in there, I wonder if he voted for this. But regardless, audit of the Fed literally has gotten to third base right now.
And we're going to get a home run on it. And we got to start really leaning. Now that it's been passed, all of these co-sponsors, you got to jump all over them and say, we want the GAO to work as fast as possible. These are the things we need to know. And those things are, how was the money spent? How much was created? What has the Fed been doing in secret? Let's look at all their emails, particularly the ones to other banks and to Wall Street. Who's been getting inside information? And believe me, they get it.
Absolutely, insider trading. Let's play a short clip of Ron Paul and get your take on what he said, because this Washington stuff is very complex, and though I spend all my time researching it, we try to stay on top of the subtleties of the parliamentary procedure. Here it is. Auditing the Fed, give us a report on that.
Okay, I think most know that last week it was put into a bank regulation bill, which is a monster of a bill. When it came out of the committee, I voted against the bill because I don't vote for a few good things when there's a lot of bad things in it. But my amendment won by 42-26, which was a major victory. It's on the House floor at this moment. It will be voted on at the end of the day. And the auditing provision was in both the Republican version and the Democratic version. The Democratic version will pass, and the auditing provision will be in there. The real work needs to be done in the Senate. So if anybody knows whether, you know, where their senator stands, try to urge the senators to get on that same bill. I think it's 604, and there's 30 in over there. There's been several senators that have put a hold on Bernanke's reappointment unless they have a vote on 1207, the auditing bill in the Senate.
So, sir, this is a massive victory. I mean, today it looks like they're going to probably pass it in the House. It'll go to the Senate, and then the fight's in the Senate. This is incredible news.
Yeah, it's big. We have no idea, you know, exactly what will happen. There'll be a lot more resistance in the Senate, and the Fed still has time to do all that they do. But nevertheless, I think you're correct in describing this a major victory for the people. You know, the grassroots got this done. I didn't twist arms. I have no clout up here in that sense.
Okay. Bob, I have the complete answer now. I had Ron Paul on earlier, but didn't ask him this question, though that sounded like he was saying he couldn't vote for his own bill because overall the banking package was bad. Here is the Wall Street Journal. Just out, Q&A, Ron Paul explains why he can't vote for his own audit the Fed bill. And it says, author of the amendment to allow the government accountability audit monetary policy decisions made by the Federal Reserve, Mr. Paul said he is proud of the amendment, but would vote for the broader bill, but wouldn't vote for the broader bill to overhaul financial market rules because he objects to a number of its provisions. He spoke Friday to the Wall Street Journal. He is for his amendment to audit the Fed. That's the only good thing in here. You got a little bit of punch in the turd bowl here. I'm sorry to use that horrible analogy. So he did vote against the bill, but it still passed. So the audit the Fed bill goes ahead now to the U.S. Senate. We need to make sure that provision stays in the U.S. Senate version. Correct, Bob Chapman?
Right. We got to get after the senators, just like Ron said. and get after them, each and every one of them, not just your own senator. You got to bombard them. You got to make them think that this 80% of the population that votes is for passing 604, irrespective of what else is in it. And I think what Ron did, if he voted against the bill, was he voted his conscience.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com. UE.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We just talked to Rachel Mills, press secretary for Ron Paul. He did vote against the overall banking bill, but he shepherded the audit Fed bill, the amendment, through the House Banking Committee, into the bill. He's happy it passed. He's not happy the other provisions are in there. But it now goes to the Senate. We've got to make sure that doesn't get stripped out. I wanted to take a few final calls for Bob Chapman, then I'm going to run down all the latest ClimateGate, a bunch of other financial news that I haven't gotten to yet. But first, let's go to Greg in Hawaii, who's been patiently holding. Greg, you're on the air.
Woo! Praise the Lord. Pass the ammunition.
Okay, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Gleeky Maka. Alex, thanks for taking my call. I got a couple quick questions.
Yeah, they got to be quick because your phone's really bad.
All right. Let me get off a speakerphone here. Is that better?
Yes. Go ahead, sir.
All right. How do you wake up a girlfriend that works for Big Pharma is one question. And another question is, what size of shirt do you wear? I want to send you a shirt I made for Christmas.
Okay, well, number one, my wife, when she was my girlfriend, didn't really entirely believe everything I was talking about. And I said, that's great, honey. I like you and like the way you look and everything else and like your personality. You don't have to believe what I believe. And then after a year or two of being around me, she was like, my God, this stuff's all real. She'd see me there reading the papers, the documents. And then we got married, and she knows as much as I do about this and is more freaked out than I am and can't believe the public isn't waking up. So I wouldn't hard sell her. You could bring her, you know, the CBS News article where they put live polio virus in the polio vaccine, killing a bunch of people. You could bring her the Tuskegee experiment information. You could bring her Project Shad, where our own government nerve gassed our troops to death and did tests on them. Did the same thing in England. You could bring her the actual insert of the vaccines where it says the H1N1 has mercury, can cause cancer, can sterilize you, and say, well, then why is the news saying this is just fine? And, you know, just make it fun. And a lot of yuppies and people, if you really want to wake her up, they go off of feeling trendy. So, you know, just kind of laugh with her, not at her, and say, okay, you know, you think 20% of the public on serotonin reuptake inhibitors is great. You know, you think all this is wonderful. Hey, here's articles right here. Here's the insert for Prozac admitting it can make you commit suicide. Oh, here's articles where they suppressed that in their trials in 1980-81. I mean, instead of arguing with her, just give her a pile of documents. Bob Chapman.
There's no other way to do it. And, of course, as Alex's site and as the international forecaster, and over a period of time, as long as she's willing to listen, it'll all open up.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. What about the chemtrails? Because about a month ago, I saw a gray plane flying about 4,000 feet, releasing a chemtrail over Kihei, Maui.
Well, the White House science czar has now admitted there's been a long-term secret weather modification project they call geoengineering or terraforming going on. And, yes, there is a lot of atmospheric manipulation. And I wear a large. Okay, I went from an extra large to a large, but if I don't get back on my diet, I'll go back to an extra large. But I wear a large T-shirt. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the call. Another call for Bob Chapman here. William in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead, William.
Greetings and salutations from the FEMA-controlled state of Tennessee.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Yes, you, for those who don't know, you have official Army checkpoints in Tennessee. The governor says don't do it, but they just continue them.
It's everywhere. It's really intimidating to try to go anywhere in public. I just had a really quick question for you. Which of your documentaries best describes the eugenics project and its overreaching, overarching end result?
End game, blueprint for global enslavement. This film right here.
Why they would want us to all perish. I mean, they need slaves, right?
No, they don't want us to all perish. They want, on average, different documents say different numbers, 250 to 350 million people. Bob Chapman, explain to our friends this is a parasitic banking system that creates fiat money to buy the world. They don't need us. They don't want us. Explain that, Bob.
Well, to take it one step further, then they don't need as many people, and they're interested in the longevity of the planet. They're also, as Alex said earlier, if you were listening, they have ways of extending life now, 150 to 200 years, and it'll grow in time. And they don't want to give that to everybody. They just want these slaves to be able to evolve for the time that they naturally are living today, which would be in the 80s. And then if people learn about what they're doing, well, they'll naturally die or be put to death. And so that's the, you might call it, the world that they want to create for us.
Bob Chapman, fire out the toll-free number if folks want a complimentary copy of the International Forecaster.
That number is and I don't have it in front of me. Here it is, 877-479-8178. Toll free, 877-479-8178.
Or theinternationalforecaster.com. Get one online. Thank you, Bob. See you next week.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at Infowars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Okay, my friends, I'm going to take some of your phone calls, run over some of the news we haven't covered, recap some of the most important top stories. And I know this information is hard to believe that we cover here. I got a Texas Monthly reporter out there, good old Nate, who wrote a great story about Tulia, Texas, and the police and informants planting drugs on people to put them in prison. But he heard Bob Chapman talk about the elite believing they can extend their lifespans. And he said, do you ever stop people when they're saying something that's outlandish? That's not outlandish. That's in my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Ray Kurzweil, Bill Joy, countless others, they believe this is happening. They believe that they need to get rid of the general population, reduce the world's numbers, so that the select few can have access to this. Now, whether it's real or whether they're going to be able to develop it, that remains to be seen. But they've already doubled the lifespans of rats by special diets. They've doubled the lifespans of different worms with special diets, and that's only one area. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's real. I mean, I know the studies are real, but I don't know if they can do this with humans. Studies show it's similar effects with humans. A lot of it's genetic. They have all these new genetic treatments, nanotech. But, you know, when I sit here and talk about China calling for a global one-child policy, I have the China Daily, the big official government newspaper here. Population control called key, and the government official, a member of the Chinese government delegation, called for a global one-child policy. Here's another one. The real inconvenient truth, the National Post of Canada. I mean, just Google one-child policy and click it, and yesterday I did it, and several hundred new articles came up. Not Google Web, Google News, only the last 7 days. In fact, let's do it right now for the news reporter. Let's go to Google right now, and let's together, because this is real. This is being proposed right now in Copenhagen. Let's go to the search engine and type in one-child policy. One-child policy. There it is on TV screen for Prison Planet .TV viewers, and let's click a news search. And we put it on the screen over here so I can see it. Thank you. I can try to read it from over there. How many articles does it say in the last 7 days? That'll be at the bottom of the top block. It says how many other news? See the green link right there on the first block? How many other news stories does that say? All 35. And if you count up the other blocks, it was several hundred yesterday. But, I mean, just read the top link right there. Read the top link. Beijing tells world to fight climate change through one-child policy. And the United Nations has proposed this. The White House science czar, John P. Holdren, has proposed this. And drugging your water supply to sterilize you. And creating a global earth religion to enforce it. Okay? Now, let me read to you from the National Post. The real inconvenient truth. The whole world needs to adopt China's one-child policy. A planetary law such as China's one-child policy is the only way to reverse the global birth rate currently. Okay? Now, what did Dr. Eric Pianca at UT call for? He said a Chinese global police state modeled after the Chinese that with forced abortion, all of it. This is what is in the UN documents. This is what is being set up right now. Now, what else is in the documents? What else is going on with all of this? We have the Copenhagen Climate Summit in disarray or Danish text leak. And this is from the London Guardian, and you click the first link and you can read the secret treaty, an addendum to the public treaty that they plan to try to pass next week. This is confirmed. And it says the UN will have no power, the IMF and World Bank will run it and levy global taxes on everyone on the planet. And Maurice Strong, the head of the UN Environment Initiative, states we must destroy the United States and global industrial capacity to force population reduction. Now, let me read to you what people, again, I spent 30 minutes or so this morning just reading the comments in the National Post article, and I had to stop. There were hundreds, but in 30 minutes of reading, speed reading, I did not find one comment agreeing with the author of this article. But they don't care. They're still going to try to implement it. Let me read to you some of the comments that I printed off from this. Wow, this has been tried before. Stalin was the master of the trick, starve the people, and they will do whatever we want. That's from Jaybird. There's Boza Boy or Bonza Boy. This is a tough measure to sell because we've got used to levels of consumption that is not going to be easy to move away from. Government can extort, influence, and educate, but it's going to take change from consumers, retailers, and producers. Poor, in instance, means I have a good quality of life, but means I must constantly work to pay bills, and I have little chance of changing my lifestyle considerably without it costing me. I can afford. Most people in developed countries live like this. Here's another comment. You know, what happened this morning is when I was reading this, there were hundreds of comments now that they printed it when I got to the office, and there's actually a few here supporting it now. Oh, because it's saying this comment's been removed by moderator. See, what happened is I was at my, here's a little conspiracy right here. I was at my house reading comment after comment, everyone saying, you're a Nazi, you want Malthusian eugenics, and now they're just removing it all because we printed this once I got to the office. Isn't that amazing? I said, print those off so I can read them, and now they're removed by the moderator. Says, does the mobile organ bank come with a laugh track? Because that's what they have in China. They have mobile execution vans. Oh, the reporter won't believe that. Google mobile execution vans in China. I want to show him those. Does the mobile organ bank come with a track, a laugh track? I'll check back later. I'm just on my way to pick up a few steaks and a half gallon of milk for the supper and maybe a block of nice cheddar cheese. This article made me hungry. And see, that's because it's all over the news now that we shouldn't be able to eat meat and cheese. It has a big carbon footprint because the flatulence of cows is going to kill the universe. I'm a vegetarian. These bloody lunatic AGWs are making me think about taking up meat eating after 20 years of abstinence. And again, more moderator removed. The comments I was reading have been removed. Lies, lies, and man-made climate change. The statist left who would steal our liberties and hysterically with his nonsense. How can anyone believe them anymore? Their lies would not make good science fiction. Would even make good science fiction. Kill all our pets because they eat, breathe, and poop. Actually, they're calling for taxes on all dogs. Did you find the mobile execution vans? I want to show in Times of London, Associated Press. Oh, that's USA Today. China makes ultimate punishment mobile. Continuing. Staples are over this. Let me pull it off so I can read it. Others say we should look to population control. A few suggest wars of genocide. Many, many others would prefer to pretend that numbers do not mean anything and we should just carry on. Tim Lang isn't the first to suggest we should tighten our belts. My priority this year is to secure some land so I can grow my own veggies. Oh, they're trying to restrict that under these laws. I already have seed, so there's somebody that likes it. And Henry Kissinger calls for wars, stage wars and famine and State Department Memorandum 200. And you can go through these comments. When I read this this morning, there wasn't one comment in support. Now there are a few here, and moderators removed the people as fast as they can. This is unbelievable. Chinese-style one-child policy. So we have gone from saying the Chinese are bad with forced abortion and infanticide and imprisoning people that have more than one child to, oh, yes, we've got to have it in China that owns the majority of our debt. They're saying that we have to have one-child policies in the West. And, of course, inside of the Copenhagen Global Government Treaty, they say that the Third World has to make right at double the cuts the West does when they're right at subsistence level because the evil humans are exhaling carbon dioxide. 15-plus million people starved to death, an additional 10 million starved to death in 2008 because of ethanol, one-third of U.S., Brazilian, and other food production being taken out to grow corn and other things that are turned into ethanol for cars. Just absolute bull. Here's George Soros, KeyPrisonPlanet.com article. Climate colonialism. Soros wants poorer nations to take on green debt. That's what's in the new treaty. suggest more crippling IMF loans to third world in the name of saving the planet. Billionaire George Soros has suggested that poorer nations be persuaded to take on what he describes as green loans in the name of combating climate change, a policy that would land the already crippled poor third world with even more debt payable to globalist institutions such as the IMF. Speaking yesterday at the climate change summit in Copenhagen, the financier said that $100 billion should be provided in loans to poorer nations to help slowing global warming, loans taken from the West and carbon tax. The proposal would entail third world countries paying back interest to governments of the richer nations to stem a perceived crisis that they had little or no direct involvement in manufacturing. Soros said the loans could be backed by special drawing rights, a synthetic international currency issued by the International Monetary Fund. And that's the new global currency. Do you understand? A private IMF World Bank consortium will tax you and set up a world transportation authority to tax aircraft, ships, Law of the Sea Treaty, Times of London Today, 400 years of freedom on the seas are over. You watch the video on the site. They're saying they're going to restrict you eating meat. It gets worse, though. Here's the Wall Street Journal today. I pledge allegiance to global warming. British scientists caught faking science data and hiding the decline sign a government loyalty oath. They've gone around saying you have to sign a government loyalty oath confirming that you believe climate change is man-made. The Met Office, Britain's National Weather Service, has embarked on an urgent exercise to bolster the reputation of the climate change science in the wake of the whistleblower revelation of widespread misconduct by climate scientists, the London Times reports. More than 1,700 scientists have agreed to sign a statement defending the professional integrity of global warming research. They are responding to a round-robin request by the Met Office, which has spent 4 days collecting signatures. One scientist told the Times he felt under pressure to sign. The Met Office, and a major employer of scientists, has long had a policy of only appointing and working with those who subscribe to their views on man-made global warming. Yeah, you can't get a climate grant from government or big corporations or big oil. They're the main ones funding this fraud when the media says they're actually against it. The concept of scientists or journalists or artists signing a petition is ludicrous. The idea that they are lending their authority to whatever cause the petition represents, but in fact they're undermining the authority, which is based on the presumption that they think for themselves. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. And it just goes on and on and on. In fact, here are the deleted comments. I actually did print some of these at my house this morning. And it goes on to say, you make me ashamed of living in Canada. This is to the National Post. If you're firstborn, it's too bad your mother had you. If you're not, she would have started with you. You are a heartless, dirty woman and a shame on you. Ask the Chinese people who fled their country and came to Canada and the U.S. exactly where they are here. Hang your head in shame. This is Malthusian junk science. Is still proposed from time to time, speaks of the fact that some in academia just refuse to learn from empirical evidence. And now it's slipped into journalism. The management of the Financial Post should be quite embarrassed. I just stick to the Wall Street Journal and do not bother coming back here anymore. An editorial board that thinks this is worthy of publication couldn't possibly know how to edit a newspaper or website. Those who believe in global warming, one child may be a solution. Here in Iowa, USA, you may find a lot of folks who believe in global cooling. For us in the USA, it would be the opposite. We need as many babies as possible to grow up and work to pay for the rapidly disappearing Social Security and Medicare system. See, I am some of the first comments I saw on Paul Watson to put in an article, and then they removed them off the newspaper. Here's some more. I knew it. According to Wikipedia, Miss Francis is married with two children. Typical liberal. They're not liberal, folks. They're eugenicists. Telling others how to live while not doing it yourself. It's like Ted Turner has five kids but says you shouldn't be able to have any. Or paying for it either. Audit this fool. This reporter is a complete nut job. I can't believe anyone in North American country would actually believe in this as a legitimate idea. And by the way, China's policy has had major consequences. Many girl babies were aborted and killed. And due to the scarcity of Chinese women, Chinese men are paying through the nose to obtain bribes. Therefore, lives are unfulfilled, and the Chinese population decreases much further than any they ever desired. Who does this person think she is? Why doesn't she do everyone a favor and start thinning the herd by killing herself? It's hard to believe that this opinionated rant is called journalism. I saw no evidence of journalistic balance, fairness, or objectivity. She made no mention of the grave problems caused by the one-child policy in China, including forced abortions, sterilizations, heavy fines, disparate sex ratio, infanticide on females, increased in mental health problems, including Chinese women's suicide rates. Thank God I saved those before they went down the memory hole. I mean, it's incredible. I come into the office, I go, print the comments from that, every comments against them. And then they print it, and all the comments against her are deleted, and I guarantee you the newspaper's there under dummy accounts going, oh yes, I love your article, it's so wonderful, let's kill everyone. All these years they said there was no world government. All these years they said we were kooks. And then now they openly call for a planetary regime to force one-child policies on everyone. Oh, man, I'll take a few final calls in the final segment. What an incredible week. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated Sunday transmission. Get angry, get focused, get aggressive. Start getting in these people's faces. Let them know that we're fully aware that eugenics sprung out of England and the U.S. was picked up by Hitler, and that these control freaks want a planetary dictatorship to cull our numbers.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine.
Alexa, in Washington, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. Just let me say I love your show. I've been listening for a long time. I'm a great fan and listener, and I know everything you're saying is fact, fact, fact. And people need to wake up and understand that. I have been chasing children for a long time, 10 years, and what Bob Chapman just said about the Illuminati and the pedophiles is absolutely true. I would like to do a radio show on your channel about just children.
Well, the way the government preys on them, and I appreciate your call. Send us some info then, Alexa. The way the Justice Department admits CPS is five times more likely to abuse children in every state than any other group. They're the most egregious. I mean, any criminologist will tell you, pedophiles try to become truancy officers, they try to become school teachers, they try to become CPS. And they've caught them all over the country, and they take people's children without due process, and it is monstrous. Let's talk to Robert in Illinois, moving quickly. Go ahead, Robert.
Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
I'm in Chicago here. I was listening to another program earlier today on NPR. It's a locally produced Worldview. And they had a global warming special. They had a quiz on there and everything. They were disparaging what they called global warming doubters. And in their quiz, one of the questions was, how many people in the UK do not believe in global warming? And it was approximately 1 in 2. I can't remember the exact number. I was in my car.
Yeah, that sounds true. Those are Cook numbers. About 60% in the U.S. now don't believe it. It's 50-50 in the UK.
Yeah, exactly. It was about 50-50. And I just thought that was an interesting statistic, and these people on here from the Sierra Club and whatnot, they were just laughing at everyone. And it just
Look, being a fake liberal is about being a eugenicist, about being a control freak, about everyone's stupid but you. That's how they get in these clubs. Oh, you're smart. You understand we have to forcibly reduce world population and manage and run things and get a lot of money and power for yourself while you do it. And they're all the same. They're not liberals at all. They're just absolutely disgusting people. Bob in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Where I'm coming from. I voted for Bush twice. It was so easy. All I had to do is hold my nose and put the X there. But I want to plant three ideas to you. Can we find a million patriots that'll contribute $1 a day to some kind of a patriotic fund?
You know, money alone won't do it. The globalists have trillions, and they're having trouble running their system. It's ideas, it's human action, people resisting. Leslie in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I just wanted to not only thank you, but also thank your wife and kids for their sacrifice of their time away from you so you could get the truth out to the rest of us.
Thank you. It is all-consuming, and but I tell you, for any prices we've paid, the dividends of liberty and freedom and the awakening is worth it. So I appreciate those kind words. Leslie, anything else?
That was it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. I don't have time to get to Terry and others that are patiently holding. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Jason Burma, 6 to 9 after me, here on the network. More great shows on Genesis Network as well. Want to thank all the AM and FM affiliates. Want to thank all of the supporters. Want to remind listeners that until Christmas, we have a deal running 5.5 months free when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll be able to watch the live TV show, see all my films in super high quality. We also have deals where you can get Fall of the Republic and get a free Patriot T-shirt. Wearing the T-shirts are a great way to meet like-minded people in your area and to start organizing. Got to wear our colors, folks, so Infowars.com to take advantage of that. Ron Paul coming up from the interview at the start of the rebroadcast right now, Infowars.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.